We are Stephen and Jill. Together, we've been buying and reselling land since the 90s.
Our data-centric approach leaves our buyers asking, how can you sell it so cheap?
Here on the Land Academy Show,
we answer that and more. Stephen, Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from the Valley of the Sun.
Today is Jack Thursday. I'm going to talk about getting to know your zip code. And I can promise you this. This has nothing to do with real estate, mailers, data. It has to do with your zip code and your life.
I'm thinking of all the times you use that phrase. Jill, get to know your equipment. Jill, get to know your staff. Jill, get to know your job description.
Get to know your life partner.
Get to know your life partner.
Your job description?
I don't know. Jill, get to know how an oven works.
No,
like, I know how that is. No, but like you use that phrase. That's one of your, your phrases.
Hold on. Let's put the brakes on this. Between the two of us, trust me on this. Between the two of us is a pilot. One of us isn't. One of us is extremely technical and applies a checklist to everything. So when I say get to know, fill in the blank, it's a joke. Because really, it's like, I need to get to know the oven, not you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And don't forget to subscribe on the Land Academy YouTube channel and comment on the shows you like.
Aaron wrote, do you ever look at demographics when choosing a place to send mail?
I used to, the answer is very quick, very directly. I used to, and I don't anymore. And because the red, green, yellow test and the tests that I run smoke all that stuff out. What Aaron's really asking is it better to buy properties in affluent areas or better to buy properties in Rust Belt, deteriorated inner cities? And the answer is, I don't care about any of that at all. What I care about is the red, green, yellow test and whether or not days on market are fit in my parameters, whether or not how many properties are listed this month versus sold are in my favor as an investor. I care about just the statistics that will lead to a real successful mailer. But invariably, there are innate problems with buying properties on both ends of the bell curve. In really affluent areas and in really rundown areas, both of those markets have undesirable characteristics for an investor. I want to be in the middle of everything when it comes to buying and selling land, or slightly to the, it doesn't matter which way, the numbers all come out to show us where to send mail.
Thank you.
Today is Jack Thursday.
I concur. Correct.
Today's Jack Thursday. Get to know your zip code. This is why you're listening.
Isn't that funny? People just kind of dream up stuff. It comes back to some other things other days that we talked about this week. People are dreaming up, like, you know, writing the algorithm and all this stuff. There's got to be there's some secret. I'm sure.
That's it, Joe.
I'm sure.
There's some secret.
That if I spend a month on this and do nothing but try every little thing, maybe demographic, maybe, maybe it's money, maybe it's age, maybe it's education, maybe it's the weather in the area, how many snowbirds come in. I don't know. Maybe there's some secret sauce that no one else has got, and I'm going to be the one to find it.
So a few years ago, this used to bug the hell out of me, what Jill's saying. As an instructor, it's like I'm constantly getting these questions about, have you ever thought about this? Why haven't you thought about this? Why don't you put this in the equation? And you know what? I'm so over it. I actually embrace it now as an instructor.
Because I understand.
Here's why. Because we naturally attract entrepreneurs, people that are, you know, probably fed up with their W-2 job, or, you know, hopefully you're like, I call us serial entrepreneurs. We have to start new companies and do new stuff. We just do, or we just don't sleep. Mm. We can't just continually run the same thing and expect it to perform. And even if it does, and most of the stuff does and performs incredibly well, we still have to start new. So when somebody finds out about Land Academy, we're 6 years running now, but it's brand new to them and they're excited and they join and they take career path or whatever ends up happening, however they see themselves fitting into this group, they have a lot of questions. They question everything. They have a lot of experience most of the time, especially if they're my age, a little older like me, a lot of experience succeeding and failing. And part of succeeding and failing is questioning everything and getting in people's faces and finding out why they do it the way that they do and seeing if they can do better. That's what's made them successful. It hasn't been listening to some instructor like me, following exactly what that person says and having some success and patting themselves on the back saying, wow, great. I can follow directions like I'm in sixth grade.
Right.
I can now color within the lines. So that's probably not sixth grade. That's like third grade, right? Maybe second grade.
I don't
grade.
Know. Why are you looking at me?
Honestly, I embrace this stuff. And I thought you knew about children because I certainly don't.
Yeah. Keep going. You're digging a nice hole over there. I'm just sitting over here quietly.
So I embrace what these people say now, and I meet them from where they come. And if someone asks if demographics come into play like this, I'm gonna answer it professionally, and probably slip in a couple of sentences like, "This is how we do it." And if demographics makes sense to you, then give it a shot. I mean, that might be maybe the asset that you're going for is part of the demographics are important.
You've come a long way, baby.
I have. I mean, I'm a lot less angry than I used to be for a bunch of reasons.
Yes. I'm going to say, since I learned your love language.
Oh, my God. We're not bad again. go back to the episode on Tuesday where Jill finds out what my love language is.
I'm sure that's made you a happier man. I'm going to say that tonight. Yeah, this is good. Oh, okay.
About a month ago, one of our members orchestrated and put together a live event that had nothing to do with us, Land Academy, nothing to do with Jill and I. It had to do with that person getting a bunch of people together, incidentally, in Phoenix, where we live. And then they ultimately invited us to dinner afterward, and about six people showed up. So we all had dinner.
Boy, we sure command a crowd. There were 90 people at the event, but six and came so, with us. Just
somebody
kidding.
Said, somebody's spouses said, somebody's spouse said, "What's next for you guys?" To which I said, "Jill and I are kicking around the idea of doing this, but showing up for life thing." And they, you know, they're like, "What the hell is that? I thought you guys talk about buying and selling land." And I said, "Yeah, there's this huge component that rose out of an exit interview for not a lot of people quit Land Academy once they join, but the few that do, we ask them why. And they all say, oh no, the program's great. You guys are great. Discord's great. All of it's great. I just have my life got in the way. We just had a baby. We have to move to Boston. There's, you know, it's
job
always
change.
This life. And a lot of people, after they're done with that stuff, the transition, they join again. They rejoin.
They come back.
A shocking number of people rejoin Land Academy.
I know.
So
makes me happy.
So they said, what the heck's that about? And I said, there are so many simple things that people can do to pretty dramatically improve their lives quickly. And I just think someone needs to say it out loud. You know, the original title was Crap Your Father Never Told You. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the title's going to be. I don't even know if we're going to do it yet.
Changing it. Yeah.
One of those things is what this show's about, is looking into your zip code, where you live. And where
that's what this is about.
Where you're raising your children.
Oh.
Every 10 years, if you don't know this, the federal government conducts a census. They've been doing it since crazy, like 1840 or some crazy thing, where somebody physically comes to your door, a census taker, they ask you a bunch of questions. A lot of it's based on, from what I understand now, where you registered to vote, how much money you make, all kinds of stuff, tons and tons of questions. And then they publish it all. It's all free. They publish it all on census.gov. And so if you look up the zip code where you live, it's going to be assigned a letter, just like you got a letter in grade school for your math quiz.
Like, is it A through F?
A through F.
Oh,
if you live
in
a C minus or a D zip code, it's for a good reason. Mm. You know, and also there's tons and tons and tons of data about why this is. School systems, crime rate, housing.
Job opportunities.
Jobs. Companies going in and out of business. Tons and tons of, if you're a data person, I mean, you can get lost in the census. I do all the time.
It is interesting. I haven't looked at it in a long time, but I remember looking at that. They even talk about, like, it's the percentage of different occupations. It really is deep.
Yeah.
You're right.
And so, you know, there's walkability scores now. There's scores of like, can you walk to a grade school? You know, this is incredibly good information that you as a parent or as a citizen can look at this stuff and say, do you want to raise your children in a D minus census zip code? When I can move six blocks over, be in a different school system and get to a B or even an A in some cases. And so that's what the showing up for life thing is. It's, some of it's applying data and common sense to improving your life, showing up for your life instead of life just happening to you. It's not a commercial in any way. That conversation sticks with me because the people at the table really understood what I was talking about.
Now I know where other data sources like Zillow, who we talked about yesterday, are getting that information. I see their walkability score on some of the sites like Zillow. And I also see there's a sunshine score, which I find very interesting too, which to me is very important.
There's scores about the availability. There's statistics about the availability of food. In a lot of C and D census zip codes or census, keep saying census tract, but census areas, there's not a grocery store because grocery stores are for-profit businesses and they can't make them work where there's just no income. There has to be income.
Or there's not a lot of homes to justify it.
And so this is my point to showing up for life. And the vast majority of the people that live there, in some of these C and D census areas, don't know that this information exists. All they need is just a little bit of education about it to fully realize this isn't good.
You know what
we're going to cost me any more money to move over to that B plus census area.
You do realize that we're going to look up our own zip code after this show's over.
I can reel off the zip code that we live in and what's happening here and who lives here and why and where they work.
That.
And what their
median income is. But I want to see how it ranks on their thing because based on, conveniences, we don't have a lot because we don't want a lot.
You know, we live in a huge zip code. We have probably 14, 15 grocery stores here.
In our whole zip code?
Mm-hmm.
Our zip code goes pretty far north. I didn't realize it. It's very interesting.
We've never had this conversation ever, Joe and I. Every place we've ever moved together, I know the zip code statistics.
Well, I'm going to look it up.
Jill just goes house shopping.
No, well, you know what I know? Here's what I know. There's nobody to hang out with here. This is what I know. Everybody keeps
that's not in the census.
I know.
It's someone to hang out with.
I know. I went looking. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Meetup. I'm on our sweet town's website looking for something. What do we have? One car show coming up between now and the end of the year, and that's it. There's nothing. And even these like town council meetings, there was one on Tuesday, got canceled. I'm like, sheesh, where's everybody doing?
So get to know your zip code is my point.
Yeah.
And you're going to be shocked what you find. Probably both in a positive and hopefully not a dramatic negative way.
I hope you don't get off this. You're going to finish the show, go online, look at your zip code and say, sweetheart, we're moving.
I hope that happens.
Yeah, okay.
That's my point to this.
Oh, okay.
My point is,
all right.
You know,
that's true.
We have created a company, a very successful company, Jill and I, to where I extrapolate data. I analyze it in a way that makes sense to me. I take some action about it in the form of sending mail out.
Yeah.
And then my life partner and business partner turns it into a profit margin.
Thank you.
And so you should do that with your own zip code. You should be sitting there saying, well, I didn't realize that the school systems is this substandard, or I didn't realize there's no grocery store at all for within 5 miles. You know, yeah, I've been doing this for 2 years. So it's just, all I'm saying is there's all this data from which to live your life, a better life by. And I think that people are too quick to say, I don't want to move. It's too expensive. When in fact, there's all kinds of ways you can move to make it. I mean, if there's better job opportunities where you're moving.
Yeah.
Even if you work for a big company and maybe your salary is X where you're working now and you move to a much better zip code and a better scenario, within that same company, you might get paid more.
Need to send out a few thousand offers to property owners like us? Check out offers and the number 2owners.com. So that's offers2owners.com. No setup fees, free mail merge, exceptional service, and now including, just released for everyone, concierge data and pricing. It's awesome. Give Offers to Owners a call today. Happy to join us
She'll
today.
Brought me on personal stuff.
5 days a week, you can find us here.
Sorry you don't have any friends.
That's okay. I'll find them. 5 days a week, you can find us here on the Land Academy Show. You know what it's going to do? It's going to motivate me, though, to start. I'm about to start up something, but I got to find the right people.
You should be the ringleader.
I think I will.
Tomorrow is Jill Friday, and she's going to talk about how it's all about connecting with people and not what you know. There's a cliche that goes like this. It's who you know, not what you know. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Which is different, actually. That's not where that came from.
That's why it's Jill Friday, because I don't know.
Exactly. It's okay. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable, and we appreciate your support. If you haven't already, you've heard it before, please check out our YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button.
We are Steve and Jill. Information.
And inspiration.
It's by Undervalued Property.